And a lot of my
All right, call to order at 4:05.
Welcome, everybody. Call the roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, all right, so Trustee Clark.
Here.
Trustee Ellison.
Here.
Vice Chair Halloran.
Here.
And Chair Larson.
Here.
All right.
No public comments.
There were none received.
Okay. So our library updates today will be...
Yes.
Our city library, Joy Watley, and...
Well, it's just me. Diane's not here.
So. Diane's on. She's on vacation.
She's on vacation.
I only have one update, but it's probably the biggest update you'll hear in the history of children's public libraries. I'm gonna preface with that. So, we're obviously so excited over the opening of Millennia in 25.
Right.
But we also recognize that there's a need at Civic and South to renovate what's happening at the two other branches, because obviously. This one's built in 1976, and South was built in 95. This past year, California State Library had the first once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They offered the Building Forward Library Facilities Improvement Program. And it only is for public libraries across California. It's the single largest investment made into public libraries to date. It pays for capital projects to the public library, energy efficiency, critical maintenance, sustainability, extending digital access, and extending physical access across the library facilities. And I'm very excited to say that we won two grants. $9.7 million for Civic Center, and $9.7 million for South Chula Vista Library. So $19.47 million will be going into the libraries, which means all three libraries should be under construction, and it's not going to be major stuff, but you guys know we need love at this facility too. But we're really excited to finally have the money to do it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very steep competition. I honestly can tell you, my team was there when I found out that we won, and I didn't even want to believe it. because we got word that we got South at first, and I was like, well, we might not have gotten Civic, I didn't hear anything, and then all of a sudden that came at the second round, and going, congratulations, I'm like, what? And we actually got everything we've asked for, and it's a 100% reduction, which means we're not matching it. We don't have to do a one-to-one match, it's just free and clear, we're going to get the money, and we're going to fix everything.
Is that from the state?
California State Library.
Yeah.
There's only four libraries in San Diego County that got it. Oak Park for San Diego Public, and City Heights in San Diego Public, and then, of course, Civic and South. So we're super excited. You're going to see some major changes, but we're really excited to be able to basically bring three brand new libraries to the community in the next year. And it's just surreal for us. You've seen the stucco falling across the building. I basically told a very scary story time and showed them photos to get this grant.
Wow.
Yeah. Of every single thing that's wrong. Yeah. But I'm really excited to say that we got it. So we're super, we don't have the words for it. We just are just like, really?
Yeah.
Never have received a grant this large, and to get both of them when we really need it so bad. That's my big update. I mean, we did have a great, amazing art fest, like Erwin said, and I know Roselle went. I know I spent a lot of money there too, because there was really cool stuff. But you're going to see at City Hall, we're going to exhibit not only, there were four live painters at Art Fest that actually painted Chula Vista Art Fest. You went too, Carrie. Yeah, remember I met your husband.
Yeah.
I was like, that's right, I met Carrie at the booth. But remember the light painters at the middle? They were painting Chula Vista Art Fest, and we're actually going to put that on display at City Hall, as well as photos of every single mural and art project that we've funded throughout the state. The city is actually going to go up in City Hall this coming, probably in the next month or so.
Next month or so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Halloween events?
Yeah, so the big thing for us is our Halloween programming, and they're all happen to be happening at the same, on the same day. Oh, come on in, come on in. Did you want a public comment? Come on, take a seat. Yeah, yeah, this morning. So you're officially a public.
I got a call this morning, and I was like, I don't know, they technically ratified it yesterday, and I was there in present. I'm like, but I don't think it was in effect until Tuesday.
Yes, because you get sworn in front of everyone.
Makes sense. So if you haven't met this,
James, he's actually our new Board of Library trustee. He should be getting sworn in on Tuesday. So you guys will finally be complete.
Yeah, or next. Month. Yeah. For next month, yes. For next month.
You might want to just give him a synopsis of what you just
said. Oh, no, he was there.
He was there.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I was there last night.
So we got money.
Yes, I heard.
So then we talked about a little bit about the Chula Vista Art Fest that happened on September 30th. That was a really big success. 6,000 people, first time we ever did it. It's a massive success. We're so happy. Awesome. Now we're talking about just what's happening coming up. All our Halloween programs are happening on October 25th at different times of day. So if anyone, like, if you want, like, a full, like, full day of Halloween festivities, at 9:30 we have it at, let's see, 9:30 at Otay Ranch, Boobash Story Time. And then South Library at 11:15, Spooky Story Time. And then here at Civic, the big ghostly Halloween party at 6 p.m., which is always, like, a big draw. Lots of people come, lots of kids come. It is super popular, and as soon as we posted like any announcement on it, it was just kind of like it immediately got engagement. It was like
they do a large story time and then they trick or treat around.
And I think it was the last few years it was on the deck, but now it's inside because if you go into the children's area, it's really nicely decorated by Rosa Quiroz, one of our library associates. It's amazing in there, and it's going to look even better on the 25th, which is next. That's next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's really our big, those are our big programs.
Yeah, there's one other thing, which we'll be hearing about really soon. We don't have the contract final, but we are going to be moving the Otay Ranch Library. Otay Ranch Library is going to another storefront within the mall, partly because they have an interest in wanting to be able to lease it to someone else, and that's fine. I mean, obviously we're leaving soon, so I can't complain. And I'm not even going to complain because it looks like at this current moment where the site maybe is probably larger than where we're at. So we're actually going to go to an upgrade of about 4,000 square feet. And so we're kind of working out when that's going to happen, but it's actually sooner than later. So you'll be hearing more as we finalize that contract. I think it's with city attorneys right now.
Yeah, and we'll be here for what, 2 years or until the millennium?
Just a year, really.
Yeah.
Maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Which is good too. I mean, that's what I'm trying to be really amenable, because if they're going to find somebody who can lease it for longer,
sure,
then that's even better for them. I mean,
is it still going to be near the fountain?
No. No. That's like prime real estate.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure whoever. And honestly, it was so we activated when we took that on. We activated because it sat vacant for a long, long time. And if you had ever been to the original Otay Ranch when it first opened, they only had one food vendor in there, and it was a pizza place. And it was not even where the whole library is. It was one third of the library. They could never lease out the other two, and so that's why they approached us if we would move in. But now I'm sure there's a lot of people who want interest in it, which is great.
My other update is that the Performing and Visual Arts Grant, I don't know if you're familiar with that, that's an annual grant that we fund out to artists, is back. It stopped during the pandemic because the money from there comes from the amphitheater performances. So for a while there were no performances, and now they're back, and so now there's funding again. So that's going to be, the application will be put out probably either next week or following week after that. So look for that. Always a popular grant every year, and we're hoping to get a lot more great art from it. So,
how substantial is that grant?
In the past, it's been $5,000 maximum of a project. I'm going to increase it to $7,000 for inflation, but yeah, and we understand. I mean, it's $5,000. You can't really do much with it.
We roughly give out or award out about $60,000 to $80,000 a year. You know, obviously, the first year coming in, you know, I told Erwin it's going to be even more exciting because you created this buzz around ArtFest and got all these new artists that maybe they'll finally apply, because for a while it seemed a little stagnant, that it was always the same applications we were seeing, and we'd love to see some new artists come in. So.
Did ArtFest, what did they draw from that revenue-wise?
You know, we're actually, Irwin's doing a post survey, but one of our commissioners was there and he ran a booth. And he said that was the most he's ever made.
So yeah, so one of our cultural arts commissioners, Lee Cosi, he said if I could do that every weekend, I wouldn't need a day job.
Yeah.
He said I made some good money, and I put him actually in the spot that wasn't in the main like area. I put him kind of in the side where, you know,
so I feel
he was kind of like
did while the other ones did well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But on the other hand, he was a good draw because everybody, you know, he works for Lucasfilm. He does Star Wars art, so a lot of people went over there. So, yeah.
He's doing post surveys to every single vendor and artist to kind of find out how many people they saw. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, people. I think between 200, probably $200 to $400 they made per booth. Per like the vendor booths anyway, and there were probably like 40 of them or so, 40 or 50.
Excellent.
Yeah. 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 For, you know, for 6 hours of work, pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, yeah. Just to go back to the money again.
Sure. You can always go back to the money.
Oh, but the $2 thing will stay
yes.
during the
yes. So what we're hoping to do, and I've been making a plan with Public Works, is likely pick one contractor to do a design build that will help us kind of decide which projects we can take out. Like, so if this is going to be closed for a little bit, we still have this open because they'll know all of them together as a group. But we haven't seen that yet. But yes, our goal is to remain as open as we can be.
Yeah, so we have basically how many? 3-4 facilities under construction for the next like year and a half or whatever?
That has been.
Yeah,
all
it's really the best problem to have, though.
Yeah, it really is.
That's great news. Okay, should we go to approval of the meeting minutes?
Next is the discussion and...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Possible action.
And action regarding board activities with the library.
So I put that in there, Chair Larson, because I know you mentioned it last time that you wanted to discuss ways that you all... might want to engage, but this is really your forum to do if you want to take action, you can ask for a motion, et cetera,
and one thing we'd like to propose, and didn't talk about it last time, was maybe having our board meeting at a different library, either the Southwest or the Otay, just so that we all become more familiar with what's going on in each library, and we can work on that as far as possible dates are concerned. But just to move the venue
would
be a nice way to bring a little variety into it. And I haven't seen the other branches.
I also think it'd be good for you guys to actually get a full tour that includes behind the scenes so you understand some of the things that we do that you don't get to see up in the public.
Right.
Yeah, and it's as simple as me making a special meeting instead of a regular meeting. That's really all that is. Yeah.
Excellent.
Because change of location, it's a special meeting.
Yeah. We'll just talk about
a
possible date on that. And Irwin, did you do any follow-up on the possible visit to the location?
I didn't, only because I was so busy with the ArtFest situation.
Sure.
But yeah, I haven't talked to the clerks about it in terms of a field trip. But yeah, I'll get on it this time.
Yeah. Anyway, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And I've met with the director of the library. I met with her about 3 weeks ago, and she's really excited about having us showing us a good time. And they'd be hosting lunch up there as well.
Oh, nice.
So.
One of the things they did mention actually at last night's council meeting, not by us, but it is affecting us, is that if you didn't notice, we have ballot boxes outside.
Mm-hmm.
Both all three of our libraries, Otay Ranch is the only one that's currently not open for their ballot box because we're planning on looking at moving them, so there was no point in opening it. But Civic Centers is the only drive-through location across the entire county.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was legitimately, and he actually said it yesterday, he said, yes, you should really listen to the librarians, because when they tell you that it's going to be the busiest one, they're not wrong. And I told him, I was like, you need to put one in the drive-thru. People are, it's a big difference to just drive up and drop it off. And he said, yeah, that's actually the one that's getting the most ballots right now.
Excellent. Yeah.
This
yeah.
one out here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's the only drive-thru one.
Yeah.
But you can also toss it in the mail.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. Which I have already done. Mm-hmm.
But it definitely stops them having to, I think, have like staff. Because we obviously, you guys know, we used to do mail ballot drop off, which required them to volunteer. So we can take the ballot. So, yeah.
Is there anyone there that monitors them?
The registrar of voters actually monitor the ballot boxes.
Because I did one time the one at the Y, Rosario Ranchero. And there are people out there because. This was kind of new at that time, and you wondered,
it's real?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Are you with the Republican Party?
Yeah. So if you notice, Civic has two, one right out here outside this door, and then the drive-thru one. South has one also that's a drive-up. Or not, and there's a drive-up. You have to walk.
You have to walk, yeah.
And then Ontario Ranch will have one inside the building.
Really?
I hope people are respectful of it.
It's
crazy
someone,
people.
You know, it's our first election, so we'll see. Yeah.
Be vigilant.
Yeah.
Did we ever get the candidates to like debate them?
That's not really us who does it.
Oh, okay.
It's usually the League of Women Voters or UT. They'll do it.
Oh, okay.
That's hosted here as an item, but it's them who usually votes it.
Do we need to vote on anything? Any recommended action?
Unless you want to, other than just, the, right now you just, a couple of recommendations and those aren't votes, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Does that sound feasible?
Mm-hmm.
Could be fun.
Did you want to then, I mean you can do a vote right now, like what library you would like to meet at next? Because I'm serious, I mean I can't really just.
Sure. Like, but that would be a separate meeting.
No.
Or would it take place of this meeting?
It would be a special meeting, but yeah, we could. It can take place of it. I would just have to be a special meeting designated.
It would be nice to have it at a different venue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say we did it in November. Would it be at the same time we would have been here in November?
Unless you want to change it, because it is a special meeting, then we can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just have to work with the clerks and let them know what's going on.
Okay.
I would say just meet on the day that was November 15th, but at a different venue.
Yeah, it's already,
sure.
already a lot
been,
of people.
Yeah.
Calendars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Any objections to that? Everybody approved? I think we talked about it.
We have to make a motion. Mm-hmm.
You probably should, yeah. And you have to be, which branch did you want to go to? is it sort of like
any.
A bigger question?
Sure.
Let's do the South thing. I moved to... do the South thing.
So Ellison's for South, for the South Chula Vista? South Chula Vista Library?
Any second?
Did you second?
I just did.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
All right, let's take a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Let me actually do your name. So, you know, I got to do it this way. Trustee Clark?
Yeah.
Trustee Ellison?
Aye.
Vice Chair Halloran?
Aye.
And Chair Larson?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. So South Chula Vista Library for next meeting as a special meeting, same date, time. Yes.
Excellent.
Yep.
And there's a conference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be on what date?
The surrender date. 15.
Okay. The minutes from September 20th. Do we need to go around and make a...
Someone will need to make a motion.
A motion to approve.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the vote.
Yep.
Trustee Clark?
Yes. Approved.
Trustee Ellison?
Aye.
Vice Chair Halloran?
Aye.
Chair Larson?
Aye.
All right. Minutes are approved.
Any other business we need to discuss?
I don't have any, no more staff comments, right? None.
Would you like to,
as a member of the public, we're doing this out of order, but that's okay. Yeah, we kind of went before, but that's all right.
Sure. So I mean, I guess I'll give a little intro about myself. You know, my name is James Moffitt. I have resided in Chula, in San Diego County for probably close to the last 10 years. I'm originally from Chicago. Had to get out of the cold weather, the windy city, if you will, there. But I've been an advocate for education my entire life. I've worked in higher education as an academic counselor for a very long time, as a registrar, as I developed a curriculum where I worked with the Board of Education. But most recently, I got away from all of that and joined the nonprofit world. So I currently work for a nonprofit called Wahuba Educational Services. At times we've actually put on presentations here and other various places, but our goal is to basically work with underprivileged youth that are low income, first generation, and basically it really assists them in getting their high school diplomas, getting access to college, filling out financial aid. So we are in about 10 to 15 different high schools all the way through San Diego County. All of our services are completely free, it's great work to work with students every single day and get them the resources they need to succeed, right? We take them on tours of all the colleges across California. I wanted to get involved a little more locally here. I sit on a couple different boards within Chula Vista Elementary School District. I sit on their District Advisory Council. I also sit on the Independent Citizen Oversight Committee. Kind of wearing a few different hats, if you will, and just wanted to see how I get involved with something I'm super passionate about. You know, I have kids here, I have three kids, third grade, fifth grade, and a freshman, believe it or not. That's crazy to me right now. Super excited to join you all and see what we can all do together. Perfect.
You're not in the city.
What's that?
You're living in Chula today.
Yeah, I live right off of J Street. I've been in Chula now for 4 years or so. Yeah.
It was your work with the school district in California or in Chicago?
No, here. Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. Definitely here. Yeah, Chicago. I was born, raised in Chicago, and then moved to a very rural area of Wisconsin. Went to high school there. Went to college there. I got my undergrad in interpersonal communication, continued on and got my master's in education, emphasis in higher ed administration. I then continued to go for my doctorate. That lasted about 2 weeks. Got a little tired, needed a little bit of my life back. Ever since then, just been working in different kind of, you know, educational settings and I kind of wanted to get away from the university setting a little bit and just kind of work more hands-on with community. It's more of my passion was a little bit more directly working with people rather than administratively behind the scenes, if you will.
Now, I worked with at-risk kids in Orange County for about 5 years for the County Department of Education.
Awesome. Very cool.
I think what impressed me was that, you know, these are kids, some of whom are still on probation,
mm-hmm.
or have been incarcerated,
yeah.
or both.
Yeah.
And but I felt like, you know, my job was to work one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
not with 30 in a class,
right.
which was such a change.
Sure.
But also, I really found out these kids appreciated that human contact.
Oh yeah.
It means so much.
Oh yeah. Completely agree.
And it means a lot when they get away from just the packets filling out this damn.
You know? I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Not exactly mind stimulating.
Exactly.
So, but to be able to work with kids of that caliber.
Oh yeah.
Who care about succeeding.
Yeah.
And who have been told their failures in the past.
Right.
Makes a big difference.
Give them an opportunity. Give them a chance. Work with them a little bit.
Yep.
You know. I've helped students from all different walks of life, whether they never thought about going to college, or they're, you know, the valedictorian in their class.
And even the valedictorian sometimes is like, I have no idea what I want to do, you know, believe it or not, even though they're getting straight A's and involved in every single club under the sun, but they still are like, it's a big world and I don't know what to do, right? And like, well, let's see how we can help you. So it's amazing just to see them eventually walk across the stage and continue on and still have those relationships with, I have relationships with students still, like, you know, 10 years after the fact that I helped counsel as freshman, sophomore, junior, and so on. So, yeah, it's great.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Yeah, first time.
Great to have you here.
Happy to be here. Happy to join the team.
I emphasize with you, I spent two winters in Chicago. And in the October of the next winter, I thought, it's going to happen. I came to San Diego.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember the harsh winters there of like waiting for the school bus in the morning, you know. And I used to have hair at one point in my life, and you know, you get fresh out of the shower and you're standing outside and it's cool below, and hair turns into an icicle. Yeah. Like, I swear it happens. And you know,
Was that when you had hair?
Yeah, that was maybe that's why it's gone now, you know.
Frozen up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So but yeah, most of my family's all still there. You know, right in Chicago, some of the neighboring suburbs, or like Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a good friend who lives in Chicago now and has for 20 years.
Yeah.
But, she's from California.
Oh, yeah. So
so she hates the weather, but she loves
city,
Chicago.
City, everything. Yeah.
Totally.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, any other business? Urban, should we
adjourn? Well, you adjourn it, Chair.
Okay. Okay, it's now
4:32.
4:32, quick meeting.